In a small yet extremely packed venue, everyone sings along with Josue Gijosa, also known as a folk rock artist Kill Aniston. It's a crowd built not by selling records, but through social media and music streaming platforms.
The playlists are the new thing, you know, like, it's the new radio.
Within months, Kill Aniston has reached over 1 million plays and more than 150,000 followers in 62 countries via Spotify.
Digital music right now is the thing. Like, you have to be there or you're like a ghost on the industry, you know?
Gijosa started to play back in the day when big record labels controlled the market, something he always disliked. But now streaming music gives him more exposure and royalties.
The thing that I don't like from the streaming is that now you don't have to do albums. You just do singles. So for me, it's kind of sad, you know?
It's not only artists who are taking advantage of the outreach of streaming music in Mexico. Companies are also using it to connect audiences with artists and brands.
Mexico City is this major metropolitan, contemporary place, and the music reflects that.
That's Samantha Parvin, owner of Parvin Music, a marketing and music agency in Mexico City. Her company has worked with major brands such as Corona Beer and emerging indie talents such as Sotomayor. Parvin's agency creates unique songs to appeal young professional audiences.
The, you know, 30-something and 20-something year olds in Mexico are not listening to a lot of mariachi, you know?
Parvin says corporations want more ears and eyeballs on their brands, and streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Music, or YouTube are great for that purpose.
It's definitely a growing market, especially in the world of advertising.
And someone who has witnessed the evolution of the music industry in Mexico is Camilo Lara. He's a producer, former director of a record label, and owner of a music company called Cassette. And this song is one of the many he composed in his project called the Mexican Institute of Sound, which constantly tours around the US. He also works on movie soundtracks, and this exact song was used in Pixar's Coco, where Lara appears as an animated DJ.
It's been a learning curve to try to discover how it's going to behave, the whole music business.
Lara says he owns around 45,000 vinyls and 55,000 CDs, but he mainly listens to streaming music now. As technology has changed the way music is distributed and used, his company focuses on the artist and not on the medium.
Instead of putting together a traditional record label, we decide to just offer the tools to make your own independent label.
Lara allows artists in his company to manage and keep their own copyrights, which he considers the most important thing in the digital era.
If you don't own your rights, basically you don't have anything.
For Lara, the Mexico City music scene is booming into many genres, and he's excited to see this happening along with the evolution of digital music.
We are a super musical country and cities particularly.
And as the music market keeps expanding, so will the audiences of independent artists such as the Mexican Institute of Sound or Kill Aniston. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.